This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. Gardening in a changing climate can be a challenge. The November K-State Garden Hour explored how to establish gardens that are resilient to tough growing conditions. Some of the methods include native and adapted plants, soil improvement, efficient use of water and nutrients, and attracting beneficial insects. K-State Extension Horticulture Agent for Reno County, Pam Paulson, says if you're growing native plants, choose plants that are adapted to the area.
In our changing climate, you want plants that are adapted to a wide range of growing conditions, because here in Kansas, we can get 110 and minus 10. Yeah, and we're getting those big rain events as well as extended droughts. So the more flexible those plants can be to a wide variety of growing conditions, the better that they'll do. Select plants with a local provenance, meaning plants that, if you're collecting seed or plants that came from the local area, they're going to be best adapted to the local area. Select a variety of species for blooms throughout the growing season, so you have extended bloom time for all of those beneficial insects. Wait to plant them or to propagate them when it's a little bit cloudy and cooler. That gives them a better start. They do need a little bit of maintenance. Many of our plants will self-deadhead, but if you can go out and deadhead themselves, then they're not putting those resources into producing seed and fruit, and they'll continue to grow. Plant more trees to absorb carbon dioxide, but also start looking at plants maybe that are a little more southern located. I'll often look at Oklahoma State at some of their plant lists to know what is a little more tolerant of more warmer temperatures that they get there. Another is to encourage biodiversity, so different rooting depths, different flowering times. Intercrop vegetables and herbs with your ornamentals, so you can do some edible landscaping. Many of our vegetable plants have some great ornamental qualities as well. Doing this decreases fertilizer needs because you can plant your legumes with your flowers. It increases the beneficial insects and decreases pests and diseases by having that diversity. For resilient vegetable gardens, plant heat-sensitive crops where they'll get some afternoon shade, or look at some heat-tolerant varieties. Tomatoes and such, anything that says Florida or the Heat Master, they tend to be a little more heat-tolerant. When we do get some of those warmer temperatures, choose some varieties that mature quickly so you can plant them early and then they're not having to suffer and try to produce when we're getting those really hot temperatures. Look at some perennial vegetables, artichokes, asparagus, rhubarbs, fruit trees, and bushes. Those, again, are ones that will do more for holding carbon into the soil. The other is to look at parthenogenic cultivars, and these have been bred to fruit without the need for pollination. Many of these are what are growing in high tunnels, but the more hotter temperatures we get and the fewer insects and pollination that happens, some of these parthenogenic cultivars will produce more for us. Look at succession planting. Plant your radishes in 1 week and then wait another week to plant some more so that you have an extended crop. And crop rotation, don't plant the same family of vegetables in the same spot year after year, because those tend to cause the pests to build up in that area. So rotate those crops. Other things to do to make your garden resilient, create microclimates within your garden so that, some of those more tender plants have a place to grow. Save your own seeds. Be fire smart, because we are starting to see more wildfires as well. Ways to reduce some of the heat risk are, grow plants along fences and walls, and those plants will kind of help keep temperatures down. Maximize ventilation and shading around your house. So grow trees on the west and the south side to shade the house. Evergreens on the north side to help block some of the wind. And the other is to grow your own food and eat your own food, or share it at least. Wasted food causes 58% of methane emissions from municipal solid waste landfills. So either, make use of the food that you're growing, share it, or put it in the compost pile. Don't put it into the landfill.
That's K-State Extension Horticulture Agent for Reno County, Pam Paulson. To listen to the full webinar, search for K-State Garden Hour and click on Most Recent Webinars. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.